I think it really hurts them. Even though Democrats are promising they want to move full speed ahead, Senator Daschle was uniquely qualified in a lot of ways, though obviously he had some pretty serious flaws. You know, he was a member, former member of the Senate, a former majority leader. He had great relationships over there. On top of that, he really knew health care policy and was very, very interested in it. You're not going to find somebody else like that. I think it would be very difficult to replace someone with his stature.
And so, well, I have to say, though, that sounds like a little bit of exaggeration. I mean, there's got to be somebody in Washington, maybe not in Washington, that, I mean, he's been out of the Senate for 4 years now, and he's been working and getting money from the healthcare industry, so he certainly knows his way around it. And yes, he knows his way around the Hill. But if this is such a large, overweening issue for the entire republic, there's got to be somebody besides Tom Daschle.
Yes, I mean, there are other people they're looking at. I think that they're not maybe going to bring the necessarily quite the, you know, qualifications and star power. There will inevitably be someone on the academic side and the policy side who's more qualified. That's the easy part. The star part, and especially since things tend to get hung up in the Senate, the ability to really work with the Senate, that could be a little bit of a different matter. But they're looking at people, or at least the rumor and speculation campaign is under full way, with folks like Governor Kathleen Sebelius out in Canada, or sorry, out in Kansas, excuse me, guys, it's early, who is being rumored for things. There's a campaign pushing Senator Debbie Stabenow out from Michigan, Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland. Starting to see those names being floated now.
Those don't sound like. I was thinking more along the lines of a former Health and Human Services Secretary, Donna Shalala. You know,
I think that could be a possibility. There's a lot of names that are being tossed out there right now. I don't think that they're going to want to jump out and name someone quite just yet, maybe until they check their taxes.
Yeah,
this time.
Good thinking this time. All right, let's go on, Drew, to the withdrawal of Nancy Killefer. This one seems to be a very, very difficult one for the Obama administration. Her tax problem was certainly not as high as Senator Daschle's tax problem, yet she withdrew probably because she didn't want to get caught up in the publicity over it all.
Yeah, this whole tax thing has been as much about timing as it has been about taxes. After what happened with Geithner, you know, that was ugly, but it certainly could have survived it. And then you had Killefer come along on top of Daschle, you know, three of these things all in a row. It just starts to look really bad. And, you know, Geithner maybe got away by being first here. The next two out of the blocks were going to have a lot more difficulty. And to be honest, I think as soon as Killefer pulled her name out, that almost made it impossible for Daschle to stay as well, because, you know, how can this person who has, you know, only, I think it was maybe $1,000, you know, in due taxes, who pulls out, you know, what kind of example does that set if he stays in?
Yeah, Nanny Gate may look a lot pale in comparison to Chauffeur Gate, I guess. Maybe that's I haven't heard that word yet, but maybe I'm the first to say it. But the other question is, does this all lead to a change in the way they pick people? I mean, in all these cases, the transition team, as it were, with early on Geithner and now, well, which became the team in the White House, they knew about these things, and that's why it seemed to take so long before the nominations came out, or why they milled around in the Senate when they did go over to the Senate. So do you think that now as they look at new appointees, they're going to not even let them get past the first screen if there's anything like this on taxes?
I think you're exactly right. They're going to have to be a lot more careful about this tax stuff and put a lot more pressure on the people that they're picking to disclose it. In the case of Daschle, there's certainly some questions about when and how he disclosed some of these tax issues to the Obama team, or at least his decision to pay him. We've heard reports that the largest amount of taxes that he owed on the car, he didn't disclose to them until reasonably late in the vetting process. I think that the Obama team is probably going to be much, much more aggressive about that. They can't have another one of these surprises.
But it's also not just taxes, because in the New York Times editorial, which was really a damning blow, I think, yesterday, when they came out with an editorial saying Daschle should step aside, they also cited the fact that he got fees and consulting money from healthcare providers and the healthcare industry players that he would have a role in shaping policy for. And I think that was as much an emphasis of the New York Times, anyway, as the tax issue. And yet that really gets to the whole ethical question that the Obama administration has set itself up for to be judged against. So it's not just taxes.
Oh, exactly. No, this is something. This is an issue that we wrote about, and several other publications did as well. He was not technically, Daschle was not technically a lobbyist, but he was working for a lobbying firm as a special policy advisor. I know from talking to my sources there that he would occasionally address and talk to and consult with various healthcare industries. You know, everything from equipment manufacturers to the drug industry to the insurance industry. And then on top of that, he was paid tens of thousands of dollars to make speeches and go visit and do site visits with various healthcare organizations, everything from the insurance industry to pharmacy boards to hospital systems. He'd make, I guess, anywhere between the range on his financial disclosure forms is $8,000 and $25,000 for appearances, pulled in about $200,000 over 2 years doing this.
Well, I mean, if you have...
You pay for a lot of taxis that way.
But if you have the, you know, the police policing the, you know, police, that's seems to be how you end up, right? I mean, Senator Daschle, I think, is a prime example of someone who may not be a registered lobbyist, but someone certainly who was an insider in the industry and seeking to influence the industry. I mean, that's the way it appears on the other side of this whole debate about whether or not he should have withdrawn.
Oh, exactly. I mean, when he got out of the Senate, he went to work for the private sector and he worked in healthcare. And I don't think that there's any dispute about that, despite the fact that he maybe technically was not a lobbyist. He was certainly making a lot of money doing what lobbyists do.